Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Guys, this is why this is so critical that we look at no's as a positive thing, not a negative thing, based on your priorities and based on your goals, which you have to go back and listen to some other episodes about that. Because if we don't have goals, we don't have priorities, and you don't have a clear focus on your week, on your day, on your month, on your year, then yes, you're blowing in whichever way the wind blows. And remember, it's not the blowing of the wind, but the setting of the sail, says the great late Jim Rohn.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Darnell Self here, and this is another episode of the Self-Talk Experience podcast. And yes, if you're watching this instead of listening to this, you already see that I'm by myself without my co-host, Tracy Self. Why'd I look off like she's next to me? But she's not. However, we'll make sure that she's here before the end of the season so that you all have an opportunity to hear her insights, perspective, and, of course, her closing comments. But today, I'm excited because we get an opportunity to talk about something that really helped me out as an entrepreneur. And I think it helps you out in life, right? Because how you do one thing seems to spread into every area of your life. And so then it's how you do everything, right? If you procrastinate with one thing, sometimes you procrastinate with a lot of things. If you say yes to anything, you seem to say yes to everything. And so I have learned that hearing the word no has been so helpful for me. And no, if you're not careful with your self-talk and perspective, we'll start to think that it's a bad thing because, you know, our parents said, no, you can't have a snack before dinner. No, you can't go outside. No, you can't spend a night at your friend's house. And so it felt like it was a big negative. Like, man, I'm really dealing with the disappointment and the frustrations that come with no. I'm going to give you today a little different perspective of the word no, and hopefully this really helps you out like it's helped me out to become more resilient in life and how to pivot quickly in all areas of my life. So for those who are newer to the Self-Talk Experience podcast, we say 70,000 plus things to ourselves every single day. I know that sounds crazy because there's no way our external dialogue with others can compete with the internal dialogue we're having with ourselves. Should I wake up now? Should I sleep for 5 more minutes or hit the snooze? Should I go this way to work or this way to work? I wonder if there's going to be traffic today. No, probably not a lot. These are all conversations we're having with ourselves. Should I start my diet today? Should I drink my smoothie today? Should I wait and make one when I get to work or to the office? Or these are all, I'm just throwing out stuff. This doesn't really hold true to me, but I'm just saying things that somebody could say to themselves. But we all say something to ourselves, maybe not just what I said, but we all say things to ourselves. And we say those things often, like something often. Like right now, you may be saying something like, hey, do I have time to listen to this entire podcast? I wonder how long this is going to be. Do I have time to listen to this? I wonder if I'm going to be able to listen to this entire podcast before I get to work. while I'm working out? And if it ends before then, am I ready to put on something else? What else am I going to listen to if it ends before I finish my workout? These are all these conversations we have with ourselves. That's why it's so important to pay attention to what we're saying to ourselves, because that's what the Self-Talk Experience podcast is all about. The things we say to ourselves eventually determines what we attract for ourselves, because this constant messaging going on. So how we relate to the word no can determine whether you're successful in business or not. Listen, it's not just receiving no. This has been my experience. This is why it's the Self-Talk Experience podcast. It's not only is it about self-talk, but it's also about the experience my wife and I have had in our own conversations with ourselves and how we've been able to elevate in life through our experience and the experiences of others. So it's not just the no's that we hear, but it's also the no's that we say that I think can be helpful. If you find, I know saying yes is good. Yes puts you in positions that perhaps you wouldn't be in if you didn't say yes. It gives you exposure to things that perhaps are outside your comfort zone if you didn't say yes. So yes can be very helpful as well, just in case someone's like, well, I don't know about that. So yes is great too. But let me show you how no's can be just as powerful. Not more powerful, but just as powerful. So if someone asked me to do something, like someone asked me to do something today, and I said, hey, look, I would love to do that, but not today. That's a no. I would love to do it. I thought it was a great thing, but not today. You know why? I have priorities. I have goals. Now, if I didn't have goals, maybe it'd just say yes to whatever and no whatever, because I wouldn't be able to prioritize. There was no prioritization. So I don't really know what's most important. But when I have goals for my day and I've promised myself that I'm going to achieve a particular goal, then I get more focused on the activity than the outcome. Listen to what I'm saying. This is going to help you out with no's, because if we're only focused on the outcome, then the no seems to be so weighty and seems to be sometimes overwhelming, because we're like, man, I really wanted to do it. But think about bigger than the outcome, the activity. Like, yes, you want to lose 10 pounds by the end of this month. So if you just focus on the outcome and not the activity, then you may not get to the outcome because you say yes to things we should have said no to, which was the activity of eating or not eating, the activity of working out or not working out, taking a walk, not taking a walk. Because someone said, hey, can you do this for me? You're like, I could do it. But you promised yourself you'd walk. And walking was a part of the regimen for you to lose 10 pounds. You see, this is why no is so important. And you don't listen, and don't feel obligated to give an explanation. No, I'm not going to be able to do that today. That's it. Not no, because in a long explanation. We've talked about this on one of the Self-Talk Experience podcasts. Sometimes we feel the need to people please so much that we give so much justification, and it sounds like a bunch of excuses, but no. Now, if you want to, depending on what it is, you could say, nope, can't do it today, but I could do it Saturday around between 4 and 5, if that works for you. Then now you're in control. You see? You said no because of priorities, but yes, because you do want to do it, but just not at the moment they say it, because it doesn't line up with your priorities. See how this works? Oh my gosh, when you get this, guys, it's going to be huge for you all. So it's like, oh my gosh, that's an amazing idea. It's just not a priority for me right now, but at some point, yeah, I'd love to participate with that if it's not too late. You see? So you're not telling them that's a bad idea. You're crazy. I can't believe you even asked me about that. No. In fact, this is an amazing idea. I support you 1,000%. But just not for me right now based on the priorities that I've set. You see? So you could do that, guys. This is why this is so critical, that we look at no's as a positive thing, not a negative thing. Based on your priorities and based on your goals, which you have to go back and listen.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution. An all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total
when you use code LEGACY at monarch.com.
That's monarch.com, promo code LEGACY. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Some other episodes about that, because if we don't have goals, we don't have priorities, and you don't have a clear focus on your week, on your day, on your month, on your year, then yes, you're blowing in whichever way the wind blows. And remember, it's not the blowing of the wind, but the setting of the sail, says the great late Jim Rohn. So, I hope you guys are picking up these nuggets. You're picking up what I'm attempting to put down. So celebrate the activity, not just the outcome. It'll allow you to see that no's can be a good thing because you're not waiting on the outcome. You're seeing that you said no because the activities lead to the outcome. Also, it's okay to be positive about what you're saying no to. It's an amazing idea. I'd love to do that. Not able to do it today. Do it Saturday. See, and offer up when you would like to do it, if you want to. Okay, but no is a complete sentence as well. Not able to do that. No. No, thank you. See, all of that works. All right. So you're going to say no's easily, more easily. You're going to work on that, right? I'm always working on it, right? All of us are a work in progress, by the way. There is no such thing as perfect. We're in pursuit of excellence. So we're in pursuit of getting better, right? And each interaction, each time we say something, is a learning process. We're developing habits, which could be good or bad, but if they're good habits, that's awesome. So every time you're able to respond to a no differently, every time you're able to say no more often, you're creating a habit of being able to say no. When someone's saying no to you and we're not taking it personally, we're developing a habit of being able to respond to no and pivot quickly and not taking it personally. So just remember, each interaction is a growth opportunity. It's a learning process, an opportunity for us to become stronger, more resilient. No's allow us to become more resilient too. We bounce back. It also allows us to get feedback when someone says no. Hey, do you mind if I ask, was it anything I did that didn't show you value in the products and services that I'm offering? If someone said no to you, they were like, no, I thought you did a great job at sharing the value of the services. It certainly makes sense, or the product makes sense. The timing's off because I'm taking a medication right now. The timing's off, so I'm about to leave the country and go on vacation for 1 week. But when I get back, so the feedback is helpful. You wouldn't have gotten that feedback. You were like, oh, I thought I was doing something wrong. And if you think you're doing something wrong, then you change what you do, and what you were doing was right. Now you changed it, and you did now the wrong thing to the right person where the timing was right because we didn't get feedback. You see? But with feedback, you realize, oh, what I said was perfect. Now I just got to find someone where the timing is right for them and say the same thing. That's why no's can be so powerful. They give you an opportunity to get that feedback. They give you an opportunity to get better. With the yes, you probably didn't ask for feedback. Can I ask you a question? Why'd you say yes? People typically don't do that, but you have an opportunity to do that with no's. So you're going to hear people say no to you. Now, if you're in sales, if you're an entrepreneur, maybe you're single, right? You may hear some no's. And again, it's an opportunity for you not to take it personally, because sometimes no's, check this out, sometimes no's redirect you. They're like a GPS. They guide you in a direction where you're supposed to move away something that wasn't good for you in the first place. However, if we look at no's as bad and we get upset about it, we stay in the space. And staying in the space we're not supposed to be in sometimes ends up being an anchor to us. And it holds us back from where we're supposed to be, because we're staying in the place trying to figure out why they said no and why you are not getting the results you want. Instead of saying, hey, perhaps I'm supposed to get the results, but not the results in this space, not the results in this environment, not the results from this person. And what happens, this is what I found, this is a self-talk experience. So it's all about the experience of myself, my wife, and the others who we've interviewed and have interactions with and been mentored by. And we just put it all out right here on the Self-Talk Experience podcast, so that you guys can grow from our mistakes. You can grow from our successes. You can grow from the mistakes of others that we've learned from. And you can grow from the success of others that we've learned from. That's why we feel like this is an opportunity for those who are part of our listening and watching audience to really propel yourself, accelerate your learning curve by learning from our experiences. Isn't that powerful? Before, when I was growing up, you had to have an encyclopedia to read, to perhaps learn from the experiences of others, an autobiography that you read, maybe the people in your family that you could learn from, but there was no social media. We got an opportunity to hear from, you know, different professionals, therapists, those who could share insights with you. There were no podcasts. There weren't even audios, but we all have that today. And that's why I'm excited, because we get an opportunity to share, and our voices go beyond just our family. Our voices go beyond just those who are in our space and our environment, because folks can watch and listen to this all around the world. So I'm so thankful and grateful that my wife and I decided to do the Self-Talk Experience podcast. So let me say this lastly, guys, before we end this episode. And that is, there's a book out called The Four Agreements. And one of the agreements is to not take things personally. And I want you to really wrap your, you know, I would say go read the book, first of all, but secondarily, to really not allow no's to slow you down. Allow no's to be an opportunity for you to actually move faster. Move faster because you know better. Move faster because you've had practice. Move faster because you realize that no didn't kill you. Move faster because you've now set goals and have set priorities. So you know when to say no and when to say yes, when to say no, but yes on this date or yes at this time. These are all things. And they seem small. They seem so minute, as if they don't make a difference at all. But with a compounded effect, as you continue to say no easily without any excuses, and you begin to set priorities and goals, so allows you to know when to say yes and when to say no, and when you are able to put on your shield, your armor, so that when others say no, you don't take it personally. You allow it to be a GPS to guide you to now you're having an interaction with someone else you wouldn't have had if you hadn't gotten that no. You wouldn't have had in that time if you spent more time trying to convince someone else of the no. Because you spent limited time there, you spent more time where you're supposed to get the yes or meet the person who gave you the yes or put yourself in a space where you would get the big yes because you weren't anchored to the past no. These are all reasons, my friends, why no can be powerful when you say it and when you respond to it accordingly. All right, this has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. Remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves can eventually determine what we have and even who we attract for ourselves. See you guys next time with Mrs. Self here too. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. To yourself.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code TARGET at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code TARGET. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.